Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Alhaji Inusaf Hussaini, says one of the major challenges of the forestry sector is how to effectively combat illegal exploitation of forest and wildlife resources. He said the unflinching appetite of the Ghanaian for bush meat, as well as other non-timber forest products, significantly contributes to the depletion of wildlife resources. The minister was speaking in Accra at the passing now ceremony of 30 forest prosecutors. He commended the Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Wood, and the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General's Department for granting the Forestry Commission the necessary approval to commence the training of the staff to prosecute forest and wildlife-related offences. The Chief Executive of the Forestry Commission, Samuel Afaridate, reiterated the need for the forest prosecutors.
The major challenge facing the forestry sector in Ghana has been the decline of the forest cover, deforestation, as well as land degradation. There are so many causes, including illegal farming in forest reserves, illegal logging, illegal hunting, bushfires, and so on and so forth. To arrest this threat, you need some kind of strategy. The first one is educating the general population, especially those living around the forest estate, about the benefits of the forest and wildlife resources. The second one would be to enforce our laws and being able to successfully prosecute forest offenses in our law courts. Over the years, we've had other institutions, the police and the AG, doing the prosecution on our behalf. After some trend analysis, we realized that the success rate was very, very low. And in discussion with the Judicial Council and the AG's department, it was decided that Forestry Commission is given the right to do this prosecution related to forest and wildlife offenses. We've selected about 30 people, trained them to be able to do these very important tasks. The 30 is not enough. They will be the first batch, and I'm sure after some time we'll do a review and know whether we would require more or not. The number one priority will be massive education and awareness creation of the general populace to know the benefit of the forest resources and the consequence of its absence.
In a message, the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Mrs. Marietta Brewer-Opong, noted that the country's forest resource base has dwindled from about 8.2 million hectares at the turn of the 19th century to about 1.6 million hectares currently. There is therefore the need to institute stringent measures to reduce the mess. In a speech delivered on her behalf by Chief State Attorney, Madame Dorothy Efrieansa, the minister urged the newly trained prosecutors to do further studies, particularly in criminal procedures and law.